The main Democratic contender for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday laid out her plans to improve the state economy. Mary Burke spoke in Milwaukee at an event the Press Club and Rotary Club organized. Burke hopes to unseat Republican Governor Scott Walker in the November election. First, she would have to win an August Democratic primary against Assemblyman Brett Halsey, Hari Trivedi, and Marcia Mercedes Perkins. WUWM's Aaron Toner reports on some positions Burke outlined and criticism of the incumbent.
Mary Burke says you simply have to look at the numbers to know how Wisconsin has fared under Governor Scott Walker. She says the state ranks 35th in job creation, despite Walker's promise to create 250,000 new jobs to help the state climb out of the recession.
In terms of job growth here in the Milwaukee metropolitan area, that if we just continued the job growth that we have had in the last 3 years under Governor Walker, it will take us 5 more years to get to our pre-recession job numbers.
Burke says, by contrast, Minneapolis-St. Paul has already recovered all the jobs it lost during the recession and has added thousands more. So what would she do as governor? The Democratic candidate says she would start by aligning industries.
We have strong industry clusters here in Wisconsin, whether it's advanced manufacturing, agriculture, tourism, but we also have emerging clusters that we have to make sure grow. And that means you're not helping just specific companies, but the whole industry.
Burke says companies that group together can better identify red tape hampering growth and future workforce needs.
I think back to the days when I was at the Department of Commerce, and I heard at that point, we don't have enough welders in Wisconsin. Well, it's frustrating to see that 7 years later, I hear the same things. We have to get on top of these issues. We have to get ahead of them.
Burke says Wisconsin must also provide more support for entrepreneurs because data shows that new businesses create up to 70% of jobs. And she wants to ramp up state exports and address communities hurting in terms of unemployment. Burke says she would assemble task forces to find solutions for areas with jobless rates higher than 25%. After detailing her plans, a moderator asked Burke why she believes voters should fire Governor Walker. She says, just look at his failed promise to create jobs.
I have seen eighth grade term papers with more thought put into it. We deserve leadership that actually puts together a plan. I don't know of any CEO who would be facing the type of challenges that our state has, and when they went to their board with the plan that they were going to use on how to turn that situation around, that they would present something like this. I think they would be fired.
The discussion moved on to Act 10, the law Governor Walker pushed through, effectively ending collective bargaining for public workers. Burke says the way Walker handled the issue divided the state.
I would have negotiated the changes that needed to be made. I think it's only reasonable to ask for contributions to pension and to health care. And I would have made sure I went through the state budget line item by line item and identified where we could get those savings in order to balance the budget.
Burke also touched on education, saying she opposes the move by Republicans to expand the school voucher program to the entire state. She says in Milwaukee, where school choice has been around for 20 years, student achievement has not improved.
What I want to see is initiatives and programs that are actually based on research and success that's going to improve education. Instead of saying that, well, our answer is just to roll out a voucher program that actually has no research that shows that it's going to improve student learning. I'm all for choice, but I want choices that parents and kids have to be good choices.
Audience members asked Burke how she would have handled a few key decisions over the past few years. The candidate said she would have accepted federal funds to extend high-speed rail to Madison. Governor Walker rejected the money. He also turned away federal funds to expand Medicaid. Burke disagreed with that decision. On a more current topic, she says she is open to public financing for a new sports arena in Milwaukee, but only as a last resort. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.
As the campaign season unfolds, WUWM will present the positions of Governor Walker and other candidates in the 2014 race.